We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Chaim Yaakov ben Perchos of Leomer and Avos Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud Beis Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Omer Yehi Chavo Tamildach Chaviv Alecha Kishelach. He says that the honor of your student should be as dear to you as your own honor. And the Bartur tells you, gives an example of this. Shekin Matzinu b'Moshe, she'amar li Hoshua Talmido, Moshe said to Hoshua as Talmid b'char lanu anashim. Choose for us anashim, v'tzehi lochem ba'amalek. That's when he commanded Yehoshua to take some soldiers and fight Amalek. Asa'o shavelo, he made him his equal. By he could have said, b'char li anashim, choose anashim for me, but b'char lanu together. So your Talmud, that's an example of where we say your Talmud should be as chaviv to you as you are to yourself. Then the Mishnah says, u'chvod chaverecha kimorar rabach. And the honor of your friend should be as equal to the mora, the fear, the reverence you have for your Rebbe. Where do we have an example of that? So in Bamidbar Yud Beis, says the Bartunura, the Amar le Aharon the Moshe. Aaron said to Moshe, "Be Adoni va'achiv gadol mimenu b'shanim haya." He said, "Aaron, who is 3 years older than Moshe, said, 'Be Adoni,' called Moshe his Adon, even though Aaron was the older brother." So that we see that Chavod Chaver Cha. Now they obviously were siblings, but the point is that even though Aaron was older, nonetheless he had the mora, he had the fear of Moshe, the reverence to Moshe, even though one could argue that they were not equals, and maybe Aaron was greater in a certain sense, the fact that he was older. Granted that in terms of prophecy and in other areas, maybe Moshe was greater. Nonetheless, Aharon was older, and therefore we still can learn from Aharon this teaching, Uchuvot Chavercha should be Kimora Rabach. In fact, the Gemara of the Metzio Daf Lamin Gimel says the following, Tamnei Chachamim, Shebebavel, Omdim Ze Mipnei Ze, V'Korin Ze Al Ze. The Torah scholars in Bavel would stand up one for the other, and they would tear their clothing when one of them passed away. Just no different than a Talmud would do for a Rav. So this is an example where Chavod Chavercha, where you have, these are colleagues, one is not necessarily greater than the other, and nonetheless, they would treat each other like a Rav, like each one was the other one's Rebbe, and would respond the way one would treat a Rebbe in terms of the reverence that one would have, the cover that one should have, and some standing up and ripping one's clothing when one passed away. Then the Mishnah says, Umora Rabach, Kimora Shamayim. And the fear that one has for one's Rebbe should he be equal to the Mora, the reverence that we have for Shamayim, for Hashem. Another example of that, it says when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, we have in Bartunua quotes, Dechsev Adoni Moshe Kelaim. This is where Parshas Valoska, this week's Parsha. This is where Eldon and Medon are misnatmi b'machaneh, and Yeshua says, "Look, they're continuing their prophecy." He came to Moshe to complain. And he said, Kalaim, different explanations what to do with them. But one of them is Kalaim and Ha'olam. They should be removed from this world. Kevan Shemardu Bach, Ki'ilu Mardu Bakarish Baruchu, V'chayavin Klaya. The fact that they are rebelling against you, it's like they're rebelling against Hashem, and therefore they should be destroyed. It's one thing if they, in other words, they're speaking prophecy when they should not. So it's one thing to speak against Moshe, but should they be Chayav Klayam and Ha'olam, Adonim Hashem? But if they did that towards Hashem, it would be true. So you see from here the fact that Kala'im, with respect to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eldon Medav speaking, rebelling against Moshe, the concept that Moshe is going to die, Yeshua is going to bring them in, so this was an act, an expression of rebellion. So nonetheless, it was as if with tantamount to Mora Shamayim, and therefore maybe Yeshua felt that they should be destroyed and removed from the world. The Farshim point out it doesn't really mean that they're equal. The kavod of our Talmud should be like ourselves, or kavod of our friend should be like the mora that we give the reverence serves to a Rebbe. Can't be exactly equal, but the idea is that word chaviv. In the first teaching, it says, "Yehi chavod tamidcha chaviv alecha kishalach." The kavod you give to Talmud should be dear to you, kishalach. So that word chaviv should really be going on all of them. O kavod chavercha should be chaviv kimora rabach, and mora rabach could be chaviv, should be as dear to you as mora shamayim. So it means the way we treat it, not that they're really equals, but nonetheless, they should be dear to us. We should our Rebbe should be as dear to us as we as Hashem is dear to us, and our Talmud should be as dear to us as we are dear to ourselves, and our Chaver should be as dear to us as Mora Rabach, as the fear we have for our Rebbe. Others explain that you see each one is really a notch above the other. The point is we want to make sure to give people the proper worth or proper value that they deserve. So what we try to do, because we never want to disgrace anybody, not to embarrass anybody. So the way to do that is always to treat them notch above. So if the example, let's say when it comes to chavod chavarcha, if you treat your friend like you treat your Rebbe, so hopefully even if you're a little bit lax in how you treat him, at least you won't be treating like your equal, like your friend. And if you have proper reverence for your Rebbe, like I have reverence for Hashem, halavai, so then, so at least even if we don't have the complete reverence, nonetheless, it won't be lower than what it should be. If we're always striving higher, so hopefully we'll be able to maintain that which is appropriate for each level. Paratal and Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is Rabbi Yehuda, which you find in the Mishnahs, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. Have a Zohir Batalmud. A person should be very careful when it comes to studying Torah to be understand everything properly, and we should understand the rationale behind the things that we're doing so we don't make mistakes in halacha. Shashig Yugas Talmud, Ola Zadon. Because sometimes our shugag, our carelessness when it comes to our learning, will end up leading us in Zadon and to do something that makes it on purpose. Why should that be so? We did it with Shogi. In the Bartanur says the following: we're going to make a mistake in our halachic rulings, it's because you weren't careful in when you were learning it the first time. You'll end up permitting something that's prohibited. Hashem will view it as if you did it amazing. If we're not careful when we learn something and we don't learn it properly, so they won't make mistakes. That's not choking. That's something we should be thinking about before we learn, and before we give a halachic ruling, to make sure that we understand what it is that we're learning. The Meiri says like this: His here hatana is adam. The Tana of this Mishnah warns a person, cautions a person. Shaitein Mishnah so sidurah b'fiv. His teachings, his learning, should be arranged very well in his mind and in his mouth. Atchiu divrei Torah mitzuyin biyado umizumanim lahoraah. So that the Torah that he has, if he's asked a halachic ruling, the rabbi should know the answer. Hashem lo kain, because if he doesn't do so, pa'amim sheshaleu b'davar nachut, sometimes there are pressing questions that come up. We have to give an answer right away. V'yorebo shalok ahogen. And I end up giving the wrong ruling. V'nim samach shel saramim. And that will cause the public to stumble, based on a psak halacha, for the whole shul, for the whole community. V'ein lo mehitzadek b'ta'anas shkagai. You don't think he should say, well, I'm righteous, I didn't, it's not because I was shogeg. As the Mishnah warns, sheshigigas talmud. It's a mistake in the original learning, and therefore we view this as if it is Zadon. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, Shloshik Sarimen, there are three crowns that the Torah tells us we're supposed to treat with proper respect. Keser Torah, where do I see that we're supposed to give honor to the Torah? V'hadar Torah Penei Zakein, it's a reference to those who are Torah scholars. Zakein, we mentioned in the past, a contraction of Zeh, that kana, zesha kana chachma, the one who's acquired wisdom, v'hadarta p'nei zakein, v'pnei seva tokum, that's the elderly, v'hadarta p'nei zakein, is giving honor to a talmid chacham. So keser Torah, that a crown means, metaphorically, means that we're supposed to give honor to Torah. And the keser kahuna, where do we see that? The kidashto, and kadosh yelach, this is the parasha zemor, we have a positive commandment to honor the kohanim. And the keser malchus. Keser Malchus, this is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. We speak about the Melech Yisrael, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, and we learn from there, Shetei Emaso Alecha. Fear, the awe we're supposed to have of a king, should be upon ourselves. Where do we see that from the Pasuk? It just says, place a king upon you. So Som Tasim teaches us that a Melech cannot be mochel on his cover. A parent can be mochel and can forego their honor if they say, don't stand up for me, and a Rebbe can do the same. But the Melech cannot. And that's the double language. So make sure you place the melech upon you, that he is above you. And if he says, don't worry about it, you don't have to stand up, tasim, place him once again. That's the source that a melech shemachal al kavodo, ein kavodo machol, and therefore kesa malchus, that's also a crown, metaphoric crown, of course, was supposed to give honor. And then, after those three ksarim, Rabbi Shimon says, the keser shem tov ole al gabehem. And the crown of a good name, a good reputation, masim tovim, that a person does. So here we don't have a pasuk in the Torah that tells us that there's supposed to be this is supposed to be a keser. Nonetheless, it's olal gabeim. It's even greater above all the other three. Why should that be so? Because whether you're talmid chacham or a kohen or kohen gadol or a melech. See, if a person's masim are not doesn't act properly, and he has a poor reputation, so we have no obligation to give him kavod, says the Bar Tanura. So that's why it's olal gabeim, because if there's no shem tov, so then there's no keser Torah, keser kuna, keser malchus that we would be obligated to honor. The Rambam explains that these three crowns, were given to the Jewish people at the time of Matan Torah. Kuhuna Malchus and Torah. Kuhuna Aaron was given, and Ha'isa Lo Lezarach Rav Baris Kuhunas Olam. That was to Aaron. Malchus, David is Zoche in the Malchus, as we read in Tehillim Perek Peites, Zara'ol Olam Yihyeh V'Kis'o Kishemesh Negdi. And Keser Torah, who's that given to? Kuhuna is to Aaron and his family, and Malchus is to David and his descendants. And Keser Torah, says the Rambam, Munach L'Cholmi She'yirtzel His Atarbo. That's ready and waiting for anyone who wants to adorn himself with that crown. And the Chacham saying Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Beis. Maybe a person should say Shema Tomar Shezeh Hakesser Pachos Mishnayim Achir. Maybe this Kesser of Torah is lower than the others, because the other one was given to David and his family. One is given to Aaron and his family. Ain't it? This is not true. It's actually greater than the other two. The Kavod, because the Kavod of the Kesser of Kahuna and the Keser of Malchus Atalia really is dependent on the Keser of Torah. So what's the Keser Shem Tov? That's Olal Gaben. So the Rambam says, Aval Keser Shem Tov Magia Me'es HaTorah. The Keser Shem Tov is really something that emerges from Torah itself. Ritzoni Lamar means to say, Yediasa V'Hamaseba. The knowledge of Torah, together with the performance of its mitzvos, the shame tov for a person to have this stellar reputation, true stellar reputation, it's through the knowledge of Torah, the study of Torah, and the actions, the behavior that's properly, the way a person conducts himself as a Ben Rabas Torah. So that is really what emerges from the Torah. So according to the Rambam, the three ksarim are keser Torah, keser kunav, keser malchus. Keser Torah was really above keser kunav, keser malchus, and the keser shame Tov, that's Olal Gabim, is really what emerges from the Keser Torah itself. Rabbeinu Yonah, based on the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, says that this idea of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that there are three ksarim, really can be derived from the Mishkan itself, because we have there were three crowns. When we speak about a zer, a crown that surrounded only three kelim, it was the Mizbeach HaZahav, which was Mizbeach HaKtores. There was the Shulchan that had a zer, and the Aron that had a zer. So the zer, the crown, the keser on the Mizbeach HaZahav, where the Ktores was placed. So that represents the crown of Kahuna. The Kohen would be involved in the Ktores every day. The Shulchan, what does that represent? That's the idea of that's food, that's royalty, represents the crown of kingship. And royalty, the fact that the king had all the wealth of the king, that's the Shulchan. And of course, the Aron itself, that has a zer, that had a crown, and that had the Luchos, that represents the crown of Torah. So and moreover, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that you see here, that how do I know that in fact, like the Rambam said, that the Keser, Kuhuna Keser Machos is one level, and the Keser, Torah is a little bit above that, is just from where they were placed. Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZahav with the Mizbeach HaKtores were in the Heichal, but the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That shows you that the Keser Torah is above the other two, and the Keser Shem Tov, indeed, then is what emerges from the Keser Torah itself.